The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are devoting almost the first half hour of this show to a gentleman by the name of James Rickards. Jim is a well-known author. He's got two best-selling books out there. They're considered to be textbooks for people who are interested in serious economics. And Jim just came out with a new book called The New Case for Gold. We're going to start a little bit talking, not necessarily about the books, but about Jim. We would like him to give us some background. Jim, you're on.
Well, first of all, Corey, now thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be with you. My background, you can either say it's eclectic, which is putting it kindly, or you can say maybe I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up because I've done a number of different things. But after college, went to University of Johns Hopkins and then got a graduate degree in international economics from the School of Advanced International Studies in Washington, same school that produced my fellow alum, Timothy Geithner. He was a grad student there also, a few years behind me. Then I went to law school, and I guess once is not enough, so I got a second law degree, went to Penn Law, and then New York University School of Law, and then started my career at Citibank. So I spent 10 years at Citibank. I was their international tax counsel, so very focused, obviously, on kind of combining my background in international economics with my law background, but working in finance. So I was a lawyer for decades, but always in-house, not working in a law firm, but working for various financial institutions. So 10 years at Citibank, and then in the mid-80s, segued over to investment banking. This was back in the days before Glass-Steagall was repealed, so there was a difference between commercial banks and investment banks. And that firm, at the time called Greenwich Capital Markets, later through acquisitions became part of Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS. But Greenwich Capital, when I worked there, was one of the so-called primary dealers in government securities. And for people who don't know what a primary dealer is, these are the people who actually get to trade with the Federal Reserve. So when the Federal Reserve prints money, you know, you hear a lot of talk about printing money. Well, how do they actually print money? Well, they print money by buying bonds, and they pay for the bonds with money that comes out of thin air. So that's how they do it. But you know, when you buy bonds, you have to buy them from somebody. So the Fed has an approved list. They won't just buy them from anybody. They buy them from a short list of dealers, and my firm was one of those dealers. That meant that we talked to the Federal Reserve directly. I spent many hours, many days and nights, because they like to work late down there, but spent quite a bit of time at the Federal Reserve, both in New York and Washington on various matters. Then in the mid-90s, I switched over to the hedge fund industry and went to work for what at the time was a startup hedge fund called Long Term Capital Management. Of course, we made a few headlines in 1998, almost destroyed the entire global financial system. And I was their lawyer, general counsel, so I negotiated the bailout of Long Term Capital Management in 1998. And again, open lines to the Fed, the Treasury, the 14 big, call them the 14 families, the major Wall Street dealers. But, you know, with the names at the time, you know, John Corzine was head of Goldman Sachs, and Dan Tully was David Kamansky was head of Merrill Lynch, and so on. Jimmy Kane, Warren Spector at Bear Stearns, dealt with all of them and many others to get that bailout done. Then I ran a stock exchange for a few years. After 9/11, I was asked by the intelligence community, CIA in particular, to help them work on some terrorist finance issues. So I spent many years working with the intelligence community, CIA, Director of National Intelligence, also the Pentagon, Office of the Secretary of Defense, on financial threats, financial warfare, helped to facilitate and participate in the first ever financial war game that was done, sponsored by the Pentagon. We did that at a top secret weapons laboratory about halfway between Washington and Baltimore in March of 2009, so almost 7 years ago, today. Then, you know, done other investment banking tasks, asset management, wealth management. So I've done a number of things and started and sold hedge funds along the way. But beginning in 2011, that's when my first book came out. That was Currency Wars. Then in 2014, The Death of Money, both the bestsellers. And my new book, of course, coming out now is The New Case for Gold, available on Amazon. That's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. So now I'm more of a financial writer, but I still do a lot of analysis and investment advisory work and consulting. So, you know, commercial banking, investment banking, hedge funds, stock exchange, writing, intelligence work, a number of different things, but they all connect. They all come together around these issues of gold and the dollar and financial threats. And I have to say, I don't consider myself a gold bug as such. I haven't been sitting in my basement for 30 years counting stacks of gold coins. I arrived at the gold scene not through the front door of gold, but through the back door of the government securities market. It was as an expert in federal finance, U.S. government securities, bond markets, and derivatives markets, and actually helped to create some of the derivatives contracts, worked on the first credit default, first sovereign credit default swap contract ever done when I was at Long Term Capital. So I was actually present at the creation of a lot of these, what are today look like kind of Frankenstein monsters on the scene. And it was through that knowledge and expertise of finance and derivatives and futures that I began to look at gold and say, you know, this is the only form of money that really makes sense. Everything else, it gets over-leveraged, it's opaque, it's densely connected, it's vulnerable to collapse. The system will keep collapsing. Each collapse will be bigger than the one before. The next one will be bigger than anything we've ever seen. And when you see that kind of stuff happening, of course, I saw it firsthand at Long-Term Capital Management in 98. The 2008 crisis I saw coming years in advance. I didn't have a crystal ball, but I just lived through the last one. So I knew what the stress points were. I knew what the vulnerabilities were, and I could see them all happening again. I was on the lecture circuit in 05, 06, early 07, just saying, you know, this is going to happen again. It's going to be a lot worse. And of course, it's exactly what happened in 07, 08. So I didn't feel like I had any, like I say, any special advantage. I just said, I've seen it before. It's like if you've seen a train wreck and you see the next train wreck coming, it's not too difficult to predict a train wreck. I see it happening again, unfortunately. We don't seem to learn the lessons from these events. We actually kind of double down on the policy mistakes, and each one's bigger than the one before. So for all those reasons, my knowledge of finance, my knowledge of risk, firsthand experience, having lived through this several times, I can see a bigger collapse coming, and that makes me want to have some physical gold in my portfolio, because that's the one thing that will survive these catastrophes.
So, Jim, I have read your first two books, Currency Wars and The Death of Money. I am very much looking forward to picking up a copy of The New Case for Gold, and I want to discuss, I think, one term or one aspect of The New Case for Gold, and that deals with the world that we're living in right now being very much a digital world. People invest, people communicate, people do almost everything online right now. How does this new digital world play into your new book for The New Case of Gold?
Sure. And the title, interestingly, you know, when the President Nixon went off the gold standard in 1971. But by 1980, it wasn't that far along, and Ronald Reagan was running for president. There was a lot of pressure to go back to a gold standard. And what Ronald Reagan actually did is, rather than commit to that in his platform, he actually appointed a commission to study the issue. It was a bipartisan commission, included prominent Republicans and Democrats. And that commission came back and studied it, and they reached the conclusion that the U.S. should not go on a gold standard. But there was a minority in the commission, including prominent Americans like Ron Paul and Lou Lehrman, who felt that we should be on a gold standard. So they were allowed to file what's called a minority report. It wasn't the recommendation of the full commission, but they got to state their views. Well, that minority report was a public document because it was a government commission, and anybody could reprint it, and some entrepreneurial publisher published the minority report under the title The Case for Gold. a very well-known kind of classic, almost underground text among among gold aficionados. A lot of people know that book, The Case for Gold. So my book is called The New Case for Gold, obviously a play on and a tribute to that original Minority Report. But what we're saying is, look, all those old arguments apply. We agree with them, but there's some new arguments.
Jim, unfortunately, I need to cut you off here. We are out of time for this segment. We will be having you back on for the next two segments, and we will get right into some of the new arguments for gold.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Al and I are continuing our conversation with Jim Rickards. Jim, we had to cut you off last segment, but you were just about to get into some of the risks associated with this new digital world that we are in and general digital security. Can you explain that for us, please?
Sure. Number one is digital financial warfare, and this is something certainly I learned in my work for the intelligence community and the Defense Department. Vladimir Putin has a 6,000-member cyber brigade operating outside of Moscow, working day and night to hack, disrupt, and destroy digital financial records. Now, this is not a criminal gang trying to steal your credit card numbers. These are military and intelligence assets who are out to basically destroy and disrupt the economy of the United States, which is what you do in a war. But you don't have to drop bombs or have amphibious landings. You can do it digitally today. So, you know, I run into billionaires, and it's, you know, I'm a billionaire, you know. I say, really, tell me what you have. And they, oh, I got stocks, I got bonds, I got all this. And I look at them, I say, no, you don't. What you have are electrons. You have digital wealth. You may get a paper statement from your broker once a month, but all of your wealth is in digital form, and that can be hacked, it can be erased, it can disappear overnight. And if you think that's not true, then talk to our friends in Bangladesh. Bangladesh, one of the poorest countries in the world, just lost $100 million that they had on deposit with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It wasn't on deposit with some commercial bank or some fly-by-night bank in Bangladesh. It was at the Fed. And the money simply disappeared. So, you know, it's being investigated. Maybe they'll track down the hackers. But my point is, if you have digital wealth, your wealth can disappear overnight. You want some of it, not all of it, but 10% in physical gold, which cannot be hacked, cannot be erased, cannot be destroyed digitally. So that's an example of a reason to have gold today that was not discussed 10, 20 years ago, because there was no internet and there was no hacking.
I came to the same conclusion that you did in about 1999. I just started my radio career then, and up until that time, I was doing basically what I would call softball radio, interviewing CEOs from publicly traded companies, Boeing, Microsoft, et cetera, et cetera. And when I saw what happened in 99, I realized the trouble that we were going to be in. But, you know, the conclusion that you came to back then and the conclusion that you're coming to right now is spot on for anybody who knows anything at all about almost basic economics. We simply cannot continue along this line.
There are two vulnerabilities. Now, one is the specific digital threat, financial warfare threat that I talked about. But the other one is the broader systemic risk. Even if you're not hacked or attacked, the system itself could collapse. You know, as I mentioned, I do a lot of threat finance consulting for the U.S. national security community. And one of the things I say to them is this: look, we have enemies, we have adversaries who wish us harm. But the greatest threat to the dollar isn't from China and Russia, it's from the Treasury and the Fed.
Central banks around the world continue to go down the road of negative interest rates. The Fed isn't there yet, but they definitely have thought about them and looked at what the U.S. economy would be like with negative interest rates. You must have a comment on this and how it impacts gold.
Sure. The negative interest rates, I mean, the theory behind it, there are two parts to the theory. One is, if you have money in the bank, you're a saver. What the government, of course, wants you to do is take your money and spend. They want to increase what Keynesians call aggregate demand. But people are like, no, we don't want to spend. We're uncertain. We're fearful. We've seen our wealth wiped out time and again in 08 and 2000, et cetera. And we just keep it in the bank. So what they say is, well, okay, we're going to have negative interest rates, which means we're going to take your money away like a kind of tax. So if you put $100,000 in the bank with 1% negative rates, you come back a year later, you've got $99,000 in the bank. $1,000 disappeared. And this will actually force people to go spend it because they'll be fearful that eventually it will disappear. If you wait long enough, it will disappear. There are other parts of the theory, including negative real rates. How do you have a negative real rate in a world of deflation? Well, you have a negative nominal rate that's bigger than the deflation, so that the real rate, the math gets a little counterintuitive, but it's almost like, you know, -3 minus -2 equals -1. So that's how you get to a negative real rate, which also is an inducement to lend and spend in theory. So that's the theory. Now, most of the theory is junk, by the way. Actually, negative interest rates are proving to be counterproductive because it sends a deflation signal, and people say, well, first of all, if I have a negative rate, not only will I not spend, I need to save more to make up for the negative rate. So actually, there's some evidence that it increases savings, and also people, because it sends a deflation signal, people people say, well, I'm not going to spend now. I'll wait till prices come down, and then I'll go buy stuff. So it seems to encourage more savings and deferred spending, which is the exact opposite of what the PhDs want. But that I'll kind of leave that to the economic theorists. But as it relates to cash and gold, the easiest way to foil a negative interest rate is to go down to the bank and take your cash out and have bills, you know, physical cash, and put it in a coffee can, bury it in your backyard. I mean, that sounds funny. Well, talk to your grandmother. She'll tell you stories of the Great Depression, that's exactly what people did because they didn't trust the banks at the time. So a lot of people think that's the way around it. What they don't realize is that governments have been conducting a war on cash. And people ask, they say, well, they're worried about this, and they ask me how the war on cash is going, and they say they're worried, and I say, well, don't worry, the war on cash is over, and the government won. Cash is not illegal, but if you think you can go get $5,000 in cash and put it in a safe place to avoid negative interest rates, say, good luck. What you'll find is that you'll be treated like a drug dealer or a terrorist or a tax evader. I've seen banks that say, come back in a few days, we'll have your cash. I need an appointment to get the cash. For $10,000 or more, they'll file what's called a currency transaction report, CTR, with the Treasury. But even for much smaller amounts, they'll file what's called an SAR, a suspicious activity report. Again, perfectly legal. There's nothing illegal about going down to the bank and getting your cash. What I'm saying is you will be treated like a criminal, even if you're not. So the intimidation factor is pretty high. The hassle factor is pretty high. You know, the U.S., the biggest bill is a $100 bill. Well, give inflation time, a $100 bill will be like a tenner, you know, it'll be like a $10 bill. They're talking about getting rid of the 500 euro note, which is worth over $600 given the current exchange rate, et cetera. So all this is ongoing, but as a practical matter, you can't get the cash. So money in the bank is vulnerable to hacking. Cash, you can't get it, at least not easily. I mean, certainly, you know, try getting $1 million of cash. I don't even know how you would do that. So you're being forced into these digital slaughterhouses where, you know, all the wealth, all the savings are being rounded up, digitized, forced into a small number of very large banks, and then you'll be like pigs led to the slaughter when they want to impose negative interest rates, which they already are around much of the world, not quite in the United States, but we're getting there. But this is one of the attractions of gold. Gold is also legal, of course, but not treated with as much suspicion. You can sit there with gold. You'll not only preserve wealth as you do with cash, but my estimation will be worth significantly more in dollar amounts. So you not only avoid the negative interest rates, but you kind of ride the wave of inflation or other kinds of economic disruptions and preserve your wealth. And of course, you know, I don't give tax advice, but if you're holding gold, and it goes up in dollars, there's no tax on it. Now, if you sell the gold, yeah, you've got to report that on your tax return. It's no different than selling a share of stock. But if you're just holding the gold and it's going up, it's like an IRA. You don't owe any taxes on it. So for a number of reasons, it avoids negative interest rates. It avoids the war on cash. Any gains are tax deferred until you actually sell it. It's a hard asset. Can't be hacked. Can't be erased digitally. It's got a lot of attractions. I would say there's a strong monetary economic case for gold, but even if there weren't, all the things I just mentioned, which are part of the new case for gold, that's the name of my book, are very powerful reasons, in addition to the monetary reasons to own gold.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Al and I are continuing our conversation with Mr. Jim Rickards for this final segment. Al, take it away.
Jim, I want to give it a little more credence. Not that your argument needs any more credence, but I want to give you a couple of personal experiences that I had. My parents were Russian immigrants. They ran from Russia, what was then called Russia, to China. They both grew up in China. And in 1949, when the Communist Party took over in China, the fact that my grandparents were pretty wealthy back there, and the fact that my grandmother was able to amass a fair amount of both physical gold and diamonds saved my grandfather's life. He was what they called a dirty capitalist, which mm-hmm. he certainly wasn't, but she basically bought him out of prison where he was waiting to be shot or whatever they did back in those days. And that is a very true story. So you talk about, if you don't believe in the validity of gold, just ask your grandmother. Well, I didn't have to ask my grandmother. That was a story that went around our family at virtually all of the gatherings that we ever had as family gatherings. Guess why I am a firm believer in gold, Jim? I think you know now.
Right. And I remember the first time I bought gold. It's about $700 an ounce. I know a lot of the mm-hmm. gold fans are buying it at $100 or $200 an ounce, and that's great. But I start to see the signs and start buying at $7. But the first time I went to a physical gold dealer. I was the fourth person in line. I had to wait, but the three gentlemen ahead of me were all Jewish refugees from the Nazis in their late 80s. They were 85-year-old men who had said, you know, gold saved my life the last time and it'll save my life again. So I think those experiences are very meaningful. And I think it's naive and historically illiterate to think that that sort of thing won't happen again, because it always does.
Well, I grew up in the gold industry, and I'm a bit younger than you guys, but I've heard so many of these stories, and to me, they speak so true, but then they also speak so true when you take a look again at what central banks are doing around the world with currency devaluation. And if there is a loss in, let's say, confidence in central banks, especially the Fed, then that's when I think gold really shines, for lack of better terms. What do you say about that, Jim?
Well, I agree with that. And the point I make is that, and I think you put it right, Corey, it's the loss of confidence. But confidence is lost very quickly, almost overnight. It's fragile. The biggest flaw in the thinking of modern monetary theorists, Keynesians, the PhDs, the modern financial theory crowd, and I know a lot of them. I mean, I've spoken to members of the Board of Governors and Regional Reserve Bank presidents and Harvard professors and Nobel Prize winners and monetary scholars. I do it all the time. And there are a lot of flaws in the thinking and a lot of flaws in the model, but the biggest single flaw, they take confidence for granted. They assume you can just print and print and print, and, you know, if inflation gets out of control, you just dial it back down. It's like playing with a thermostat. Dial it up, dial it down, as if people were robots, as if people were efficient, rational wealth maximizers, as if people would just sort of do what they're told. And they spin out all these theories, but they always take confidence for granted. But in fact, confidence is the key to the whole thing. And I spoke to Paul Volcker about this, you know, because people say, well, you know, the dollar is not backed by anything, or Bitcoin is not backed by anything. I mean, Bitcoin is a form of money. You can argue pro and con. I don't own Bitcoin. I don't recommend it to clients, but, you know, a lot of people like it, and that's fine. But, my point is, all of these forms of money are backed by one thing, which is confidence. But confidence is fragile. It can be lost very easily. And when it's lost, it's very difficult or impossible to recover. And that's why you own gold, because a lot of people say, well, you know, I hear you. I get the argument, but I'll wait till it goes up, or I'll wait till it really starts to take off, and then I'll go get some gold. And the point I make is, no, you might not be able to get it. When you'll be watching the price skyrocket on television, but you won't be able to get any because there's already a physical shortage. I just got back from Switzerland. I met with the head of the world's largest gold refinery. So here's a person who, you know, what does a gold refiner do? Well, they take gold in the front door in the form of what's called doré from the miners, scrap, which is, you know, bracelets, necklaces, jewelry, and old 400-ounce bars of 2.9 purity. And they re-refined it into 4.9s, 99.99% pure 1-kilo bars, which is the new world standard. So they know who all the buyers are, and they know who all the sellers are, the big ones, because that's the business they're in. And what my friend told me is that he cannot keep up with demand. You know, the Chinese want to buy twice as much gold from him, and he can't sell it to them. And he can't source that. He's actually finding difficulty finding the gold. So the physical shortages are already popping up, and there are many stories like that. So when there's a real buying panic, when gold skyrockets, you're not going to be able to get it. So my advice to investors is get it now. First of all, the price is attractive relative to where it's going, and it is still available for small retail investors, but you're not going to be able to find any when the thing really takes off.
Jim, I want to ask you one last question, but I want to bring up another example of something that happened to me, not quite as dramatic as the situation my grandfather was in back in Harbin, but another situation. I had a need to get a certain amount of cash, which Corey will remember, about 5 or 6 months ago. I had to make an appointment at Wells Fargo, and I'm a fairly meaningful customer at Wells Fargo. I had to make an appointment to make sure they had that cash, you know, available when I was going to come in. I had to let them know 24 hours ahead that I was going to do that. That happened to Al Corlin. That is really kind of scary. Now, Jim, I'd like to wrap this up by just saying, asking you one final question. Take as much time as you want in answering this, but we have so far defined, you have, I should say, so far defined a number of reasons that it's very prudent right now to look at gold. Not necessarily to trade gold on an hour-by-hour or day-by-day basis, but to what we call stack gold. Take possession, etc. Keep it in your own. Keep it in your personal possession. Okay, now, some of the things that we've talked about is we've talked about cyber warfare. We've talked about economic distress. We've talked about economic warfare, etc. Of all of those things, which one do you feel is the most important right now for people to consider?
Well, I actually don't think it matters, and let me explain why. Because what matters is the instability of the system as a whole. And the way I explain this, it's a metaphor, but not exactly a metaphor, because the science and the mathematics are the same. But it's like the snowflake and the avalanche. So it's snowing, and the snow's building up, and it's building up, and it's building up, and you have an unstable pile of snow on the side of the mountain, and any expert can look at it and see that it's going to collapse into an avalanche, but you don't know exactly when. You just know it's unstable. Mm-hmm. Then a certain snowflake comes along. It disturbs a few flakes. That gathers momentum. It takes more with it. It creates a chute. It creates a slide. The momentum builds. The whole mountainside of snow falls loose. You have an avalanche, and it kills skiers and destroys the village below. Who do you blame? Do you blame the snowflake? Or do you blame the instability of the pile of snow? Well, if it wasn't one snowflake, it would be another. If it wasn't that day, it would be the day before, the day after. The fault lies in the instability of the system. So I study the financial system, the size, what's technically called the scale, the density functions, the interconnectedness, the vulnerability, etc. And I see it's about to collapse. Now, people say, well, Jim, what's it going to be? You know, it will be a natural disaster, a failure of a prominent bank, a suicide, or murder of a prominent political figure. And the answer is it doesn't matter. It will be something that will change behavior, catalyze panic behavior, and then you'll see a buying panic in gold. You'll see paper assets collapse, you know, et cetera. And so we can all speculate on the cause, and you can have some suggestions, and I can have some as well. But my broader point is it doesn't matter. You can bet it'll be something. Focus on the instability of the system. That you can already see, and you know it's going to happen, so what are you waiting for?
Great comment to end it on there, Jim. It's always great chatting with you. I am very much looking forward to your new book, The New Case for Gold. As I mentioned, I read your prior two books, thoroughly enjoyed them. For anybody who wants a direct link to pick up a copy of Jim's new book, please visit our website, www.kereport.com. Look for the dedicated post that we will have up for the entire interview and click the link below, or you can go on Amazon and search The New Case for Gold. Jim, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Corey. Thanks, Al.
I echo that 100%, Jim. Thank you so much. You're a good guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour. We've got John Rubino with us. His philosophy, along with one of his colleagues, who happens to be James Turk's philosophy, is that gold really does represent sound money. Tell us, if you would, why you feel that way.
The idea that gold is money rather than investment, and investment is a crucial part of this thought process, because what gold is the money that has been used by human societies for 3,000 years as a way of preserving purchasing power. In other words, you generate some wealth somehow, and then you put it into gold with the idea that 5 years from now or 10 years from now or several hundred years from now, that gold is going to be worth what you put into it in real terms. You'll be able to buy the same amount of real stuff with that gold as you could have bought with the capital that you put into it to begin with. So it's not a competitor of the stock market. It's a competitor of the dollar and the euro and the yen. And historically, it's done vastly better than those paper currencies that governments can just create in unlimited quantities. And going forward, the same will probably be true. Gold is going to do better in real terms than any fiat currency out there.
Gold absolutely is a protection play, but it can also be an investment, especially for traders or just those people that have not a 10-year outlook in terms of things. And when you made the comment that gold is a proxy or an inverse trade to currencies, that's one aspect that I think people will start to move into gold in eventually here in the next little while, because these currencies are struggling all around the world. We're seeing the U.S. dollar continue its breakdown as we are recording this, and on the heels of what Yellen had to say earlier this week. Do you think that the dollar is in trouble right now?
Corey, I think it's in trouble long term for sure. There's no way to know what happens this month or even this year. because financial markets have an awful lot of cross currents in them. For instance, the dollar, being a fiat currency, its value is expressed relative to other fiat currencies. So it could easily go up, like it has over the last few years, versus the yen and the euro, because those currencies are even more mismanaged. But over longer periods of time, all of these currencies are headed for the scrap heap of history or for their intrinsic value, which is zero. You know, they're just going to go away because we're mismanaging them on such a vast scale. But there's no way to know how they do relative to each other in the short run. So that's how you get the spectacle of a quote-unquote strong dollar, even while the dollar is losing purchasing power, because it's strong relative to these other even crappier currencies. But over the long run, gold, while it is a form of money, isn't in the same category as these guys, because you can't create more gold. Or you can get more gold, but you have to dig it out of the ground. And historically, we've gotten about 2% more per year, which means the supply of gold is constrained, while the supply of the fiat currencies of the world are absolutely unlimited. That creates incentives and temptations for countries to get themselves through the next election cycle or the next corporate earnings cycle or whatever by creating more and more currency. And you end up with this kind of runaway train, which we have right now, of insane monetary policy systematically destroying the value of these currencies. So in the long run, they're all doomed. In the short run, some will do better than others, but only in relative terms.
You know, John, Jim brought up an interesting comment about another reason to buy gold, as outlined in his new book, A New Case for Gold. He brings out the fact that he feels that in the future, currency wars will become more than just a thought. They will become a bit of a reality. And he says, you know, the only place where you are really protected is if you have a precious metal such as gold.
Yeah, well, I think currency wars are already raging. You know, what we're seeing now is kind of this round robin deal where one country is allowed to cheapen its currency in order to get itself out of an immediate crisis. And that comes at the expense of the other currencies. In other words, the stronger currencies are losing the currency war, the weaker currencies are winning. But then those stronger currencies hurt their countries and they have to be devalued. So we're going to see that go back and forth until, and you know, I like Jim Rickard's analysis of this. He says we'll do it until we all figure out that it's a zero-sum game, that we're all going to lose eventually if we keep devaluing against each other. And we will decide then to devalue against the one thing that we can all devalue against at the same time, which is gold. You know, we'll raise the price of gold, quote unquote, to $10,000 an ounce, let's say, which means we've devalued the dollar by 80%.
Mm-hmm, right.
This burst of inflation, then we'll link the dollar to gold, and then from that day forward, we'll have a sound money system. And so I think the intellectual challenge for us as individual investors is to figure out how to position ourselves so that we make out when that happens, not so that we're burned. Because if you've got a bank account when that happens, your bank account becomes instantly, on that day, worth 80% less. But if you've got a pile of gold, it becomes worth 800% more. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want. You want to be on the side of hard assets in an environment when currencies are being devalued. And so gold and silver, farmland, really well-chosen rental real estate properties, related equities will do well. You know, you can buy gold mining stocks. That's where you want to speculate, I think, is in the junior miners, you know, because they're like lottery tickets in this kind of a market. Other things that governments can't make more of. That's the stuff that goes up in value, and financial assets like treasury bonds that pay you in dollars, you know, pay you in a depreciating currency, they're the things that get burned if this scenario plays out the way it looks like it probably will.
So, John, the conventional thinking is that precious metals should be about 10% of a standard portfolio. Where do you stand on that?
You know what? That's good advice just to toss out into the world, because it's really, really dangerous for a talking head to tell people to take big concentrated risks at any given time, because you never know what's going to happen in the year ahead. Personally, I'm a little more heavily weighted towards stuff like precious metals and mining stocks, because it feels to me like what used to be inevitable is now imminent. In other words, that it's going to happen pretty soon. But I'm wrong about stuff like that a lot. So the average person shouldn't take big concentrated bets, because the timing of events is so unpredictable. But you should have some precious metals. And overall, you should probably be tending towards real assets rather than financial assets. And what that means is, you know, if you've got a whole bunch of bond funds, for instance, lighten up a little there and put some of that money into something that a government can't just create more of. You know, buy some really extremely high quality energy assets, for instance, or some gold and silver mining shares, or go buy a rental house if you have the expertise and the energy to do something like that. You know, those are the kind of things that will sail right through a currency devaluation while your bank account and your bond funds are getting smacked.
People just don't want to admit that something could go dramatically wrong, you know, and when it happens, man, it's just too late. You know, goldmoney.com, you know, James's original company, I thought it made so much sense. Put a certain amount of dollars in gold every month. It'll all work itself out. Now, I have been following gold strongly for an awful lot of years, but let's go back because I've been more active, let's say, since about 2002. So had I followed James' advice then, I would have a nice little nest egg right now just in the form of precious metals, which are also, liquidity is absolutely no problem. One could also argue that the liquidity that gold provides is quite a bit stronger than the liquidity that a bank provides if you're assuming that you can get cash out of the bank. That is beginning to become a rather tenuous situation.
Part of the late stage currency war scenario is the war on cash. We've pushed interest rates down to basically zero and in some cases negative around the world. And they want to go further. You know, the central banks of the world only have that one tool, you know, easy money. And so they would love to push interest rates down further. And to do that, they need to short circuit this thing called the zero bound, which is an economic term for a limit to how far down interest rates can go. Because below that, people just pull their money out of the bank. There's no reason to keep your money in a bank account if it's charging you instead of paying you. And so that limits the ability of central banks to lower interest rates into negative territory. So they're trying things around the world to make cash really inconvenient and in some cases illegal. And that's going to spread. So, yeah, when you think of a bank account charging you 1% and maybe not being accessible to begin with, and you compare that to gold, which might also charge you 1% to store it safely, but is completely accessible and liquid and will probably go up in value versus fiat currencies in the future, it's a no-brainer. You definitely want to own precious metals versus cash in this kind of an environment. Though you do need some cash. You know, you need to be able to transact. So going cash-free for an individual is a bad idea. You know, you need a certain amount of immediate liquidity, but you don't necessarily want that to be in your bank account anymore. Maybe you put it in your house somewhere in a safe. And, you know, in Japan right now, home safe sales are through the roof. Everybody's pulling their yen out of bank accounts and, you know, taking it in high-denomination bills and putting it at home in safes. And that's an early stage sign of what's going to happen around the world pretty soon as current trends continue.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego.
The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.